Earth, Wind and Fire. After the love has gone on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's time for Travel Talk.
Travel Talk with destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn is here with us after his spin across the pond to Cleveland.
Yeah, Robbie, imagine. Think about all the big cities like New York, Chicago, etc. I was blown away by Cleveland, I have to say. Now, of course, what's wonderful with the new routes here, we're served so well with America. Aer Lingus have a new route to Cleveland, which started a few months ago, four times a week. And about sort of 6.5-7 hours.
And is Cleveland a hub to get to other places, or why would they have set
it
that
is.
Up?
I mean, the reason I think that there's a huge amount of business coming through from Cleveland into Ireland. I mean, Aer Lingus have a lot of different, I suppose, criteria they would use for setting up routes, but there's a lot of stuff behind it. But in terms of business, it has been the business. Ireland, Dublin's the only international route from Cleveland into Europe. So,
wow, okay.
So it's busy. It's one of the busiest routes since they started it. So it's incredible. But we all know about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There is only one Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it is in Cleveland, and it is amazing, right? Just basically to start on that. You love music, you know, you work for a radio station, you could stay there for a week. It was a fan of music, you know.
So are these exhibits, what way does it look?
I mean, every year, you know, you have different musicians, bands that are, you know, you get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And like ABBA, for example, the Beatles, you know, Little Richard, you name it.
Stevie Nicks recently, wasn't she?
Yeah, exactly. So you can vote for this year. But it's amazing. I mean, you can get to see there, right? Elvis Comes Alive, for example, right? There's all these movies, films about, you know, when rock and roll, when Elvis started, the influences on him. Incredible. The preachers there, the rock and roll was the devil's work, you know, and you get all this stuff. And then, of course, you see all the costumes they wore, like Elvis's, the outfits he wore when he was singing, the outfits Whitney Houston wore when she sang some of her famous songs, you know, I Will Always Love You, Thriller, the Michael Jackson Thriller jacket, all that kind of stuff. But I mean, everywhere you go.
So it's a who's who of
floors and floors superstars. And it's just, you are immersed in
music. So how big
music.
Is this place?
Huge, massive. Right. It's a massive, big, triangular, it's like a pyramid, right?
Okay.
But it's really well done. And I loved it. And it is just, you come out bouncing around the place, like feel good factor. So again, just to go there for that would be amazing. You know, I mean, it's fabulous. But beside that, then you have the John Glenn NASA Center, which, of course, I love planets and, you know, the stars and stuff.
Yeah, you're away with the stars.
You know, I'm away with the stars. But that is a fabulous place as well.
There's what you can see, the rocket ships and the
astronauts. You can see the
uniforms.
Yeah, and you know, the Apollo that came back to Earth, you know,
the capsule,
Robbie, is the word I was trying to find there. Yeah, that is there as well, which is fascinating. Now, of course, Cleveland is going to be in the Path of Totality on the 8th of April next year. It is experiencing a full solar eclipse for 4 minutes.
Right.
The Cleveland Orchestra, as you know, one of the top in the world, will be playing. They have huge events planned for it, but it's in the complete, as I said, Path of Totality. So
they'll be playing the planets, will they?
It will. They will. Holst, Robbie. Yeah, yes. Well done. But, you know, so that's going to be a big thing. But I mean, aside from that, right, which is a huge event, they have amazing cities there. Like they've Ohio City, right, because Cleveland is in Ohio. And Ohio City is all these amazing craft breweries. Now, I mean, Ireland, the Irish went to Cleveland, like, you know, talk back to the famine times. I mean, there was a mass exodus from here from Mayo and Cork, actually, predominantly Mayo. So there's Flannery's, there's Conway's, and there's all these amazing connections. I had the most fabulous night of beer tasting with a guy called Sam McNulty, who's married to a girl called Kira from Clontarf or somewhere
very
near here. And the connections are immense.
6 degrees.
Exactly. But they make the most incredible beer and cider. Market Garden Tavern. And again, it was just mind-blowing stuff. You know, I mean, the beers, the scene there. They have a grand market hall, which is similar to the one in Budapest. Again, you go in and it's a full-on working market. Everything going on there. It was absolutely brilliant. Susan Chapo brought me around on a great tour there. Emily, the girl who works for Visit Cleveland, amazing. I mean, the hospitality was phenomenal. I mean, you know, you go on trips around the world and you go and see different places. But just the welcome there. The food, I mean, I was in restaurants there, right, like that you would go to. I'd fly alone to Cleveland.
Right, okay. High a quality.
Yeah, incredible
and
stuff.
And as an
yeah.
Irish person, did you feel you got an extra welcome there?
I did indeed, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a huge connection with Ireland and Cleveland. Now, again, there's amazing natural history museum there, right? There's huge things happening with that. They're refurbishing the whole thing. It's going to be incredible. I saw dinosaurs there. The Arts Institute, the galleries. Now, one thing that I wanted to kind of save until last, it is the second biggest theatre going population. Like, they have the biggest number of theatre goers, and that is really something else, right? I mean, the theatres are incredible. You walk into them and you think you're in Vienna, you think you're in...
Oh, okay. It's like so Budapest. The architecture is there as
stunning,
well.
Stunning, right. Stunning. And they have all the big productions are going on there. They have a huge big chandelier which hangs in the middle of the streets there. And it's, I think Thailand built a bigger one, but like it's incredible, right? It was the biggest in the world. I did a great thing called the Funny Bus Tour. Like, there's a new Joan Rivers in town, right? This girl called Julia Mary, she is the funniest thing on a bus I've ever had in my life. I nearly fell off the bus laughing. It was hilarious, right? Called Funny Bus. And they bring you all Tremont and all the different areas. And then there's an amazing place there called Karamu House. Of course, there's a huge tradition. You know, there's like African-American theatre there. I was in the Karamu House where Sidney Poitier, where Martin Luther King was there, and I went to a production there one night called Clyde's, and I just loved it. I mean, it was fabulous. So there's a huge amount of things
and
going
on. What sort
on
of
there.
Other shows were on there? Were there West End productions?
Everything. Right, everything. Okay. Oh, yeah. Like, they literally go from the West End to Cleveland. And I mean, they have the biggest season ticket, the number of season ticket holders, whatever, I think, in America.
Right. So people fly to Cleveland within America
yeah,
to catch a
absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. Yeah. And okay. I mean, I did. Wow. And the actual productions are huge. I mean, the theatres are amazing. Like, you, as I said, for me it was like, you know, West End, Broadway. I mean, I should be saying Broadway really, because I was saying West End, but Broadway America. So fantastic. But again, what I really loved about it as well, this is the home of, you know, the Rockefellers. Like, you can go to this amazing cemetery, Lakeview Cemetery, and you can see all these incredible.
So these were these one of the richest families in America?
Yes. Right. And the Cleveland, all the buildings there are beautiful, like, you know, banks, for example, right? So there was Millionaire's Row, which was called Millionaire's Row, which was just all these rich sort of bankers used to live. But now a lot of the buildings have been changed, of course, into like food malls and shopping centers, but they maintain all their amazing architecture. Again, some beautiful churches there as well. But I did a lovely tour there with this guy, and we went all around the different buildings and the history, of Cleveland, you know, where how it originated is really fascinating. And as a city now, I loved it. I mean, the shopping, by the way, I won't even talk about the shopping, Robbie, right? Because I went out to a shopping
mall.
You
spent too much.
And it was just incredible value, you know. And that's one thing that that jumped out
at
me.
What about accommodation now? What about the
hotels?
Yeah,
huge amount of, you know, you have a great variety of accommodation. I stayed, for the first few nights, I stayed in a fantastic place called My Roost. And in fact, I have a lovely interview with Chris Kavanagh, another Irish connection there. And they are all over America. They're in Detroit, they're in Cleveland, they're in Tampa, in Philadelphia, and it's a lovely concept of sort of digital nomad, but it's just beautiful apartments where you can like literally have everything downtown at your fingertips. You can have your washing machine, Robbie, to your lovely every plate and knife and fork, you know, like fully kitted out apartments. Yeah. And stunningly done, you know, beautiful. And again, that was in the May building, which was one of the first sort of oldest shopping centres in Cleveland. Like, every building has a history to it and was something else.
And what about flight costs and that?
Yeah, sort of thing? I was looking there actually for April and for Christmas now. They do Christmas really well. You know, when you hear the word Rockefeller, you always know there's going to be a great Christmas around. Huge big trees there as well. From about six... I looked at flights 688 to 700 return.
And good for shopping at Christmas time?
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, and fantastic. And you know, the restaurant scene there, again, I was saying to you, like, really, really cool. I mean, in terms of, I went for a few days and I extended my stay because there was so much I wanted to see. And I stayed for like 6 days and I was sad going home. It was that good. And I just think it's so lovely when there's a direct flight to somewhere. And, you know, I went with no...
Takes the hassle out of it,
doesn't
it? It
does. And I hadn't huge expectations, but I was just absolutely thrilled.
What about a website now we can go to get and have a look?
This is Cleveland. They call it the land, Robbie. They call Cleveland the land, right? So if you could, but this is Cleveland.com is a terrific website. And of course, I said Aer Lingus are flying. Aer Lingus have 19 direct routes to the States now. Imagine. Wow. They're starting Denver and Minneapolis, St. Paul next year, which is incredible. But
no doubt you'll be there to report.
But Cleveland is
travel
great. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we were saying Christmas would be amazing there. And of course, they'd have that weather as well. It was beautiful when I was there just a few weeks ago. Yeah. Sunshine, you know. And I climbed up to the top of Terminal Tower, and there's a lift that goes up again, like mind blowing. And you see the whole area there, right?
Fantastic.
Now I could talk to you all day about Cleveland, Robbie.
Well, we're going to meet Chris next weekend, actually, in part two of our visit to Cleveland to talk about my roost. But in the meantime, Ed, thanks for
Cleveland
for
rocks,
dropping.
Robbie.
Cleveland rocks.
Travel talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World class experiences without the world class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com. Sunshine.